so well in our bodies. We thank you for the bread of life that feeds our soul. And we thank you for fellowship of men who love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I should tell you a couple jokes. Well, first I'll tell you a preacher joke, and I'm sure you've heard this one. You probably told it.
I hope it wasn't what I just told.
There was a Baptist and a Methodist and a Lutheran pastor that used to go out and fish together. And one time they started talking about sermons. And the Baptist said, "You know, I always take Monday off, but I get up early. And I meditate until the Lord gives me the text for the next week. And I read it three or four times and meditate on it some more. And I work on that sermon all week. And I polish everything. And my congregation thinks that I'm preaching without notes. But I'm just like an actor in a play. I have it all in mind." And the Methodist said, "Well, I don't do it like that." He said, "Saturday night is when I prepare the message, and my wife fixes dinner early, and I don't go to bed until I'm done with the sermon. Sometimes I'm up all night." And so the Lutheran pastor, he's just busy fishing. They said, "Well, how about you?" "Well," he says, "I've just got one question for you. What do you do during the hymns?" And then I got to tell you my favorite Norwegian joke about Ole.
Ole Alina.
You know, somebody asked me if I like to go fishing. I don't know how this got to be two fishing jokes. But I used to fish until I went ice fishing in northern Minnesota.
What's wrong with that?
From a dark house. Where you spear the fish, and after that, going angling just seems like a waste of time. You don't know if there are any fish there or not. You got your hook in the water. So anyway, there are some states, though, unlike Minnesota, that won't let you fish from a dark house. And these guys were visiting Ole in Wisconsin, and they were telling about how much fun ice fishing was, and they said, "Ole, you should try that." Ole says, "Well," he says, "I've got nothing to do next Saturday. I think I'll go try ice fishing." And so they came over to go with him, and they got there about 8 in the morning, and Ole's already gone. His wife says, "Oh, yeah, Ole left about 4 this morning." "Oh, okay." She says, "Why don't you guys come back, and I'll cook supper for you." "What time?" "Oh, about 6:30 or 7, so they did. Ole still isn't back yet. So she finally picked supper, and they sat down and ate. They got done about 10:30. Ole shows up at the house. And they said, "Ole, where have you been?" "Well," he says, "I've been ice fishing." He said, "Well, did you catch anything?" "No." "Well, why not?" "Well, by the time I got the hole in the ice big enough to float the boat, it was time to come home."
He obviously didn't have a gas ice on
him. Well, before we break up into our discussion groups, I want to show you a Bible verse that appears in Scripture almost out of nowhere. And you can turn to it and look at it. And the only place that you find this verse again is when the journeys of the wilderness are repeated in the book of Numbers. It's Exodus chapter 15. And it's the last verse in the chapter, which I believe is verse 27. The setting for this verse is after the redemption from Egypt, after Israel has seen the miraculous deliverance from the Egyptian army when God parted the sea and they walked over on dry land and the waters close over the armies of Pharaoh, and it's before they come to Mount Sinai. And when you meditate on this verse, it reveals something very interesting about God. And that is that oftentimes God shows us the reason he's going to do something before he does it. And indeed, the whole of the Old Testament that points to the Messiah explains what the Messiah is all about before the Messiah comes. And in this verse we read, "And they came to Elim, where there were," and what's your Bible say?
12 springs and 70 fountains.
12 springs of living water and 70
palm trees.
70 palm trees? Bad translation. 70 date palms. All right, let me explain this verse for you. It's very interesting. It's the Great Commission in the Torah. 12 springs of living water, pretty obvious. It's 12 tribes of Israel. Water is a symbol of Torah. It's also a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "Out of you will flow rivers of living water." And 70 is symbolic of the nations. Not, as some of the rabbinic commentators state, the Sanhedrin. Okay? So here's the picture. God says, "I'm going to bring you to my mountain. I'm going to give you my word. But here's what I want you to do with it. I want you to take that word to the nations so that they will bring forth the fruits of the Spirit." Isn't that beautiful? It just sits there. And how many times do we read by that verse and miss the symbolism? And we just say, "Where's Elim?" Oh, well, the commentators say, "We don't know. We don't know." Was there such a place? How would you have enough water and enough dates from 70 date palms to feed over 1 million people? I don't know. Clearly, it has a spiritual meaning. So there are a few questions as we break up into our groups. And since some of us have trouble with odd numbers, we'll count off with just even numbers. But here's some of the questions that I'd like us to think about after what we've covered in God's Word this morning. One of you asked me the question, what does it mean to be ready? If we really believe that Jesus rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is coming back, what does it mean to be ready? Just think about that. A corollary of that question is, what is faith?
What is faith?
Mm-hmm. Those go together. The second question that we should examine is the question that Art raised in our last Tuesday evening Bible study. How do we know if what our teachers and our preachers are telling us is true? How do we know?
It doesn't matter. As long as you believe it, for you it's true, and that is your faith. That's what you've got.
But what if what they're teaching is false?
It doesn't matter. As long as you believe it's true, it's immaterial whether or not it can be scientifically proved to be true or not.
Do you think the people in Germany during Hitler's rule believed what they were hearing from the pulpit was true?
They wanted to very much.
They wanted to. But so let's discuss that. That's a good question to think about. And the last two questions are, what do I do as a man who claims to love God? What am I supposed to be doing with the rest of my life? And then, in view of all the turmoil that's in the world, what should our church be doing? And if you can cover all four of those questions in 45 minutes, you ought to be teaching at the seminary. That should give us enough to chew on all day.
So really, it depends on how you define if you can cover. I mean, what does cover mean?
Is this guy a lawyer? A closet attorney?
He's trying to be.
You want to hear his instructions to the waitress for his breakfast.
Oh, really?
That's something else. That's
does he ask him what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Just about.
Can you give the fourth question one more time? It was about the church. What does the church accomplish?
What, given where we are in the world, and particularly as Lutherans in the United States, with what's going on in our society, what as a church should we be doing? And I can think of several concrete things that we should think about doing. So let's count off. Sound off.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
One. Two. Three.
Four.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
I guess I'm a one. Okay.
What was that?
How long we got, Art?
Are you one?
Well, what does it say? Wait a minute here.
Until 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Great. Hour and a half. Hour and a half,
roughly. Until 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And at before we all disperse and go out, I'm going to do the photo. Okay.
The group photo?
Yes.
So we better leave 15 minutes for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of me or because of you?
Because of
yeah, you're going to do it now?
Get this group together.
Now, Brian? Now? What? You're going to do it now?
No.
No, after we, when we come back, before
after,
we
not before,
after. Before we disperse.
Okay.
Before is me no man.
Before we disperse, go before you go back to cribbage. We're all going out and have our picture taken.
Okay.
Where time to go out and change?
Yes.
The two guys in front will be playing cribbage.
I've already forgotten how much I think
of it.
Okay, time to scatter. Groups.
Hey.
Threes. Right here.
Twos, let's go back here in the corner.
In the number two corner.
Oh, my God.
Four. You don't have to go very far. There.
Ruby's in our group, so he's